Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Chase. How may I help you?
Oh, hi, Chase. Just a minute. I've just been checking. I have a question, and you're probably going to think this is really dumb and stupid.
No.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find a thingy that's just the one. No. Okay. I'm a military veteran, and I ordered some gummy bears just to help with the goddamn pain from my slip and fall back in February, but we were closed down, couldn't get any treatment for it. Anyway, it's not getting any better, so I have a friend of mine who is also, he gets his gummy bears from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, it says in here, I wanted to know how to go about getting the military discount. And so, just a minute, I was already there, and then I cut myself out. I don't know how to do it. Anyway, to get verified, so you got to upload a 214, which I'm sitting here looking at, but I don't know how to upload it.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a 10-year-old that knows how to do it, and my husband doesn't know how to do it either. So it has to be exceedingly simple, or I'm going to have to go next door to my neighbor, break our lockdown, and go next door to my neighbor and have him do it for me.
No problem with that. Oh, I will make it easy for you there. I'll just have you, if you can do this, could you be able to email that document?
How do I do that? If I can do it on my phone, which I've done to Verizon, so I get a discount from them. Take a picture with my phone and then send it to a phone number. That I think I know how to do, but if you can tell, you're looking at someone who did not grow up with computers. We actually didn't even get a computer until 1992, something like that.
Yes, ma'am.
So, and back then they were not as complex as they are now. I mean, maybe it would be easier, because then I'd have to go over and open up all this stuff, and I don't know how to do that, because he'd have to come here to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, he'd have to come. Yeah. I don't have a 10-year-old here.
I got you.
Most 10-year-olds would know how to do this.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that's what I was going to suggest there. It would be similar to what you were suggesting. You would still take a picture of the form, that D-214, and then you would just open up your email address and, you know, go to send a new email.
But the trouble is I don't have email on my phone.
Okay.
I have a smartphone, and my smartphone is used basically to sometimes make phone calls to check on what the government's doing. Are they killing us yet, or have we died and all gone to heaven, and when this is all la-la land? I don't do banking. I don't have credit cards on it. I will not put Facebook on it, because this way I can come up here and answer Facebook and not have to sit there and type with one finger, and I'm not very good at doing that either. In other words, I just use my phone. I don't use it like everybody else does it.
Right, okay.
And if you can't do it, that's fine. I'll have to go. I'm also a VA patient, but I don't have a Veterans Affairs ID or a VA postal level. I mean, I got letters saying that I did this. We have USAA, but we don't have their insurance because I'm going through the VA. I have a driver's license that has a veteran mark on it, but there again, don't know how to. I guess I'll have to get my neighbor to come over and do it for me.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that was going to be a way of suggesting that I was going to, you know, suggest there would be the if you could try to, you know, email a picture to us. But I've reached out to my supervisor here. I'm waiting on her to reply to me just to see if there's another way, you know, we can get around that for you, because I want to make sure, you know, that we try to do everything we can to help you with that.
I mean, I got my 14. My Social Security has been blocked out. And I can tell you everything that's on it. It just doesn't have my last. I actually have almost 9 years. This only has like 8 years. Almost eight years, something like that.
Okay.
It's a copy of a copy of a copy. When I got off of active duty and was joining the reserves, I went to the, in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, I went to the unemployment office. And they hooked me up with the guy that was in the, that took care of military persons, and he says, bring your 14. He made me like 10 copies. He said, you need to have these.
Right. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, definitely for, you know, most places, just like if you're talking with, you know, your cell phone carrier there, most places do require that to give you that discount. They want to see
But if I can do someplace and I have my driver's license with it, it does have my driver's, it does say veterans on my driver's license, which we had to do with our 214 when we moved. Now, is there going to be a problem because the name on here says Carolyn Ann Miller, and I signed in with Carol, and I put my legal name as Carolyn Strankey? Is that going to be a problem? I got married. I got out in 88 and then got married in 89.
Yes, no, ma'am. I don't think that should be a problem there. If you're you'll have to submit, you know, your information as well with your driver's license there, so that'll, you know, it'll match up. It'll make sense there once they see that.
Well, I've got my 214, which is what you want, but do you also want my driver's license that has my name on everything on it?
Well, if we're going to do an email, that may be one of the extras, you know, forms that they have a request there with that, but I'm still not getting a reply. Maybe my supervisor's on lunch or something here.
Maybe it's Thursday and they decided to go home.
Maybe. It says she's here, though.
It says a Veterans Affairs ID or a VA postal letter. What does that mean by that?
Well, yeah, you could mail that in to the home office address there.
Where would I mail this to?
You could mail a copy to. Let me get the address for you here. That would be 41 Canal, Canal Street.
Okay.
And then that is, city is Lewiston, Lewiston.
Okay.
And that's Maine, M-E. And then the zip is 04240.
04240?
04240, yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then it notes that OMAX, OMAX Health?
Yes, that's correct, OMAX Health, yes, ma'am.
Okay. There has to be make arrangements for people like me that don't have a 10-year-old around that knows how to do things.
Yes, ma'am. Now, if you do ever want to do, you know, in the meantime, if you don't necessarily have to email the picture, you can just email our support, which would be care, just CARE.
Right. I've got the response back because I got a response back from Rachel.
Okay.
Who gave me where to go to get the discount, and I have filled everything out, but then what they want on the discount for the disc to verify it, because I think I'm verified by ID Me too, they give you a list of like 7 or 8 different things you could send, and one of them is a 214 or a driver's license, and I don't know what a postal level is. I could send you a copy of a letter I get from the VA center here telling me it's time to go in for my appointment or something.
Right. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So you have gotten the link there. That's good. So that email, if you ever can, you know, get a way to get that picture of the DD, or, you know, if you ever get around someone that can help you upload it, you know, to a computer there, you'd be able to just click that same link on your email, that military discount link that they sent you, and then you'd go back to the same site there, you know, and then you would be able to upload it.
If I can get him to come over here. Mm-hmm. We're not supposed to be visiting people outside of our bubble now. We're in lockdown.
Right. I got you. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I live in Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and we've got like a 12% positivity rate up here.
Okay.
In Marquette County anyway. Yeah, we're kind of bad. Okay. Alrighty, I'll have to see if I can wangle him to come over here, and he knows how to do all this stuff. I have no clue.
Gotcha. Yes, ma'am. That would be definitely the quickest option, you know, because the emails, that's going to get applied instantly for you there. The mailing address, you know, that's going to have to take some time if you want to mail it in.
Okay. Now, since the 214's got Carolyn Ann Miller, would I have to put something else to show that that I got married?
No, ma'am, I don't think so. I don't think that should be necessary on there. Just, you know, whatever information they request for the military discount, you would submit that there, because they're going to be able to tell from the, you know, the DD-214 that it's still you.
Yeah, well, it's got the correct birth date.
Right, yes, ma'am.
And yeah, because I do have other things. And we have a birth certificate, we have a marriage certificate someplace, but it's in a box that says stuff from the bank, from the lockbox at the bank, and I'm not quite sure where that box is. We just moved last year. We've only been in this house about a year, and
I see.
I don't have some of the boxes unboxed, so this box I do. Okay, thank
Oh,
you very
sure.
much.
No problem at all. Thank you for calling Omex Health. Have a great day.
You guys up in Maine, take care. Or are you in Maine?
Yes, ma'am, we are.
Yeah, take
Yes,
care
ma'am.
up there. I hear the between the weather and the virus, everything's nasty.
Right, yes, ma'am, it is. It's been rough lately.
You have a happy Thanksgiving and stay safe.
You too. Thank you for calling Omex Health. Have a great day.
Bye bye.
Bye-bye.